T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Busy times. A lot going on these days.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who decided to do mail-in ballots because of COVID last year just decided that, you know, there was a streamlined process for them, so they're doing it again in record numbers, correct?
That's exactly right. It looks like close to half the people will vote by mail. However, you've got to have your mail-in ballot into the election office by tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So if you still have it at home, I wouldn't mail it now. It's probably a little too late. You need to take it down to the county office building. They have a drop box right there in the lobby, right on Forbes and Ross. And they're open till 8 o'clock today and from 7 till 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Is there anything else that people would have to know this year that would be different from any other year prior to COVID?
No, not really. Your normal polling place will be open. You can certainly go vote in person. However, if you've applied by mail, you would not be able to go and vote in person unless you voted provisional. That's the one change that the state law made a couple of years ago. So if you haven't applied, go vote tomorrow. We want everybody to vote. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. The other thing is, for a primary tomorrow, even independent and non-Republican or Democratic registered voters can vote, because there are referendum questions on the ballot, and everybody is eligible to vote for the referendum question, even if you're only eligible to vote in your party for the primary candidates.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand the state of Pennsylvania in your party is the primary vote, so that's a very important distinction, because if you're independent or otherwise, you can still make an impact with those 4 referendum votes.
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right, that said, today is also a big day because today we loosen the restrictions even more. Did it surprise you, Rich, last week, Thursday afternoon, when the CDC said basically if you're vaccinated and you're, when they say fully vaccinated, that means 2 weeks out of your second shot, if it's a Pfizer or Moderna, then you basically don't have to wear masks unless you're in a bus or a plane or really tight quarters, right?
It was a little bit surprising on the timing. We knew it was coming at some point. Obviously, the CDC has been following the guidance. Dr. Walensky over the weekend indicated that as the data came in, it was obvious that if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. It's obviously liberating for a whole lot of people. We've got about 50% of the people in Allegheny County that have been fully vaccinated with both shots. About 71% have had at least one of the adult population have had at least one shot. I thought this might be coming more like the end of the month, but it's kind of an early gift for those of us who have been vaccinated. And you could really see it this weekend. We had a big event in our county park in South Park that was going to be mostly virtual, and people showed up and just enjoyed themselves sitting in a beautiful evening and you know, going around to see restaurants in different places. People felt free. However, if you have not been vaccinated, you still have to wear your mask.
And therein lies the rub, because how do you determine, without demanding to see someone's vaccination card, you're on an honor system, and let's be realistic, a lot of people won't honor that.
In some circumstances, they won't, but I think where it really occurs in offices and in workplaces, because everybody knows in an office who's been vaccinated, and we've all talked about it. I got my shot 3 weeks ago at so-and-so. So what you're going to have is you're going to have workplaces that are going to force people who haven't been vaccinated to wear their masks, because if they don't, they risk a lot of liability. They risk a whole lot of things. So they're going to be basically, I don't say making, but boy, if you don't wear, if you're not vaccinated and you want to continue to lie about it constantly, you're going to live this lie for a long time. I think that's going to be very difficult for the unvaccinated to do.
Let's talk about May 31st. Governor Tom Wolf said he's going to lift all the restrictions except some of the masks. So is it literally everything will return to normal on May 31st in Pennsylvania?
Well, on May 31st, the governor said he's going to go without the, you know, the 25, 50%, 75% restrictions on gatherings, whether it be at the ballparks, whether it be in a theater. But what he has said is that the mask mandate will not lift for everybody until 70% of the adult population is fully vaccinated. We may come close in Allegheny County. We're ahead of the state and we're ahead of the nation as far as vaccination percentage goes. However, I just don't think the whole state will get to that 70% by the 31st. It might be more like mid-June, but I think it remains to be seen. I think, again, the unvaccinated are going to have a very difficult time to go into workplaces and crowded places and not have their mask on and try to deceive everybody.
We're with Rich Fitzgerald. So let's talk about the good economic news for the region. You announced last week an expansion for the cargo at Pittsburgh International Airport. The whole cargo process here seems to be growing more than anything else there.
It really does. And it was a big announcement that Amazon Air, Prime Air, has picked Pittsburgh as one of its locations that they're going to run cargo operations. So over 70 people already are starting working in the warehouse, you know, breaking down the parcels and re-putting them together. Every single day a flight comes in, gets unloaded, gets repackaged, gets loaded again, and gets sent out. But we have seen, I mean, even though the airline industry, we know how difficult it's been for them over these last 14 months, but at Pittsburgh International, they've continued to grow the cargo operation. We have Finnish Air from Finland, Helsinki, that is now using cargo as a destination place to the U.S., using Pittsburgh as its location. We have Qatar Airways, also from the Middle East, using Pittsburgh. FedEx and UPS have grown significantly. So it's jobs. It's a big part of an ecosystem of manufacturing that's going to happen more at the airport when the cracker plant comes online. Neighborhood 91, you got to have cargo. You've got to be able to deliver the goods coming in and going out. And we can certainly outcompete the New Yorks, the LAs, the Chicagos, because we can turn it around much, much faster. We're much more nimble than some of those bigger airports are.
What about the passenger travel situation here? I know people, we got spoiled when we were a hub because there were more direct flights to a lot of places. Any news on something for passengers in the future?
We may have some news this week, so I would say stay tuned. But that's starting to come back as well. I mean, obviously people were not flying in any kind of numbers nationwide, worldwide, during the pandemic peak. Now that we're getting to the end of the pandemic, we are seeing the numbers start to rise. I think you are going to see more flights, more passenger service, and we are looking to add more destinations to get back to where we were and make Pittsburgh more connected than it is right now.
But overall, Allegheny County and the region trending very well compared to a lot of other places.
We are, and I think that it goes to the fact that I think people here have listened and have a lot of credibility and respect for our medical experts, whether it's at Dr. Bogan at the health department, UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical School, AHN. We've got this great tradition going back to Dr. Salk, Dr. Starzl. We have a lot of faith in our medical experts. So when they give us advice, for the most part, we take it. I think that's why we're way ahead of on vaccinations, and why we fared, even throughout the pandemic, better than a lot of places throughout the country.
Rich Fitzgerald, always appreciate your time and input, and we'll check you out this week with Marty Griffin.
It's good to be with you. Take care, Larry.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.